It's Sunday, September 8th, 2024. I'm Alex Jones, your host, coming to you from the Embattled Studios in Austin, Texas. Get ready.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Thank you so much for joining us on this live transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time in 50 seconds. And we are now only 57 days out from the most important election in world history. Then there's the 76 days. If Trump can get past all the fraud, if we can defeat the deep state, that will then unfold after all of that. Trump has been knocking it out of the park, pledging to sign an executive order outlawing the federal government being involved in working with big tech and other companies censoring and election meddling against the American people. And he also points out the truth that this really could be our last election. There'll still be elections like they have in Venezuela or Brazil, but the one-party globalist system will outlaw any real candidates or any real victories. And we've got incredible examples of that here, but also in Brazil, that have developed. But first, here's a few of the clips of President Trump.
Second, I will bring back free speech in America because it's been taken away. They've taken away your free speech, and the fake news is a threat to this country. They are just horrible. These are horrible people. Not everyone. I mean, I know most of them up there. Some are good. Hello, Brian. No, some are good, and most of them are just absolutely terrible human beings. They know what's going on. You know what they'll write today? But look at this crowd. It goes from corner to corner. I flew over, and I said, that's a lot of people down there. And you know what they'll say today or tomorrow when they write? Donald Trump spoke today in Wisconsin before a small crowd of people, a small gathering of people. They are just so bad. I don't know. You know, it's really hard to turn it back around unless they used to be like the police force that write the truth. But they're no longer the police force. They're the police force for opposite. They're a police force for bad. They're bad. They're bad people. And they're very dishonest. And a lot of people don't understand when you're a politician like these people, like me, like others, and you happen to be a Republican or somewhat conservative, they write just the opposite of what the facts are. And if you're driving a cab, if you're an accountant, if you're a lawyer, if you're something, you know, other than that, you don't know the details. When we know the facts and then the story gets written the exact opposite of what it is, you start to lose faith in the press, I will tell you. But I will sign an executive order banning any federal employee from colluding to limit speech, and we will fire every federal bureaucrat who is engaged in domestic censorship under the Harris regime. We will do that. I better win. I better win, or you're going to have problems like we've never had. We may have no country left. It may be our last election. You want to know the truth? People have said that. This may be our last election. You got to get out and vote. This could be our last election.
And he has to speak from behind bulletproof glass, which is wise. All right. When we come back, I'm going to show you an example of where they still have elections, but they're ceremonial. And then the Democrats have one big tactic. Lie, 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 lie. But we'll look at the lies. And one of the biggest they push everywhere, an admitted story sponsored by the DNC that at the very bottom admit that. But most people only read the paragraph, the first paragraph or two, or maybe just the headline, where they say, oh, Trump's desperate. You know he's going to lose. Oh, we're bracing for a contested election because they're planning to steal it again. But this time, the landslide's so big, like 2016, probably even bigger, they're going to have a problem. It was closer in 2020. People didn't know what they had until it was gone. But now folks know the curse that is the Democratic Party. We're live. It's Sunday, September 8th. Stay with us. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Very honored, very blessed to have so many millions of people joining us. Despite all the censorship and attacks, we're still on air, and I'm very thankful and humbled by all of you. From the bottom of my heart, I salute you and ask you to redouble your efforts. 57 days, 9 hours, 53 minutes, 31 seconds to the most important election in world history, hands down. No one's even denying that, even the left. And then after Trump wins, if we can get past all the fraud, another 76 days until he's inaugurated on January 21st, 2025. All right. Let me do this. Let me tell you what's coming up, then we'll run through it all ahead of Chase Geiser at 6 p.m. Central in a little under 2 hours, taking over and always doing a superlative job, along with the amazing crew and all the callers and everybody else that's tuning in to the transmission tonight. I put out several tape reports yesterday, and I also did 2 hours live on Saturday, kind of a podcast format, not the talk radio format. And I took clips from Joe Rogan's show earlier in the week with professor and scientist Dr. Brett Weinstein talking about something that's been known for a long time, but now there's so many studies and final pieces, it's clear that it's premeditated, and we have clips of pharmaceutical company heads and government vaccine agency heads admitting it and laughing about it, and it's in the reports going back 3-4 years. One is 4 years old, one is 3 years old, saying what's amazing is you take these mRNA shots and it erases your immune system. By the third shot, you have almost no immune system. You see a 5-6% reduction in your key white blood cell antibodies when you've taken 2 shots, one reduces it, 2 massively, 5-6 times lower than what you should have. And then by the 4th, 5th shot, you basically have no immune system depending on the person. Now, that's what they call in the literature VAIDS, vaccine-induced autoimmune deficiency syndrome. And I thought it was a pretty important clip because the final pieces are Russia, China, and a bunch of other, quote, adversaries didn't take the shots. They outlawed the shots in China and other countries. And so Americans and Westerners have taken the shots. Around 70% have taken at least 1 or 2 of the shots. Isn't that the perfect system? You release a novel virus that has some effects, but it's about as bad as the flu, but it scares people. They then take a shot that's got spike protein in it and these other things that turn off the immune system. And it doesn't kill white blood cells like HIV does. It just turns them off. They just wander around doing nothing after that. And I had scientists on 4 years ago when the facts were coming out, when it first started, and they said, we don't know how long they stay turned off. Well, we're 4 years in, and they're still turned off. That's kind of a big deal. 1% of the U.S. population is on their 10th shot, 9th booster. Fauci's taking 6, he says. He's in the hospital all the time. I mean, this is just crazy. So that interview and those reports I put out One version has 4 million views. Put out some other variants of it because one's 2 hours long, one's an hour long, one's 30 minutes long, and one's 20 minutes long. The one that's 20 minutes long is 4 million views. That's good. But it needs 100 million views. So it's on Real Alex Jones. I'm going to have the great Jamie White, who's up here on Sunday night, posting articles to take all of the reports, all four we did yesterday, at the top, the shorter one that people have time to watch, so you can get it and you can watch it and you can research it. We have all the documents. We added that to the Joe Rogan interview. And you can put it out. Of course, I told you a week and a half ago, I had dinner with Brett and he was getting ready to go on Joe and talk about this. And again, I'm not stealing his thunder. He did a great job of quantifying it. But this has been out for years, but even more data has been added to it. And then that dovetails with, and I'm going to get into this in the second hour. I'm going to cover political news first and a bunch of economic news, and it's all interconnected. In the same interview with Joe Rogan, he covered insurance actuary numbers that Edward Dowd started reporting on 3 years ago. And he said he had whistleblowers that were top actuarialists. That's a tongue twister. The new actuaries. And there's nothing more accurate than insurance companies on statistics of death and illness because they better know it or they're out of business real fast. And Joe quoted the new numbers that are exactly the same from 4 years ago or almost 4 years ago when the shots rolled out. So cancers have increased 300% on average, some 10,000%. All-cause mortality up 40%. It's higher in some groups. That's the average. 40% increase in death. World War II was a 7% increase worldwide. World War II was 7%. 40. Pulmonary embolisms up almost 500%. Do you wonder what causes that? Well, spike proteins that's being built and collected within your system that literally eat holes in your body. So I'll be playing that clip too. And I've got a bunch of breaking news on that. They've now announced the UN that they're going to roll out an mRNA so-called vaccine for monkeypox, even though it's only killed a couple hundred people worldwide, mainly homosexuals that have hundreds of sex partners a month in some cases, but most a year. And not to be too graphic, they're mainly getting on their mouths from eating poop out of someone's butt. And I'm sorry to be gross, folks, but that's what's doing this. And so now they're going to try to make everybody take a monkeypox shot. That's mRNA. So this is a big deal. They've had mRNA injections around for 30 years. In every study, it kills a large part of the test subjects that are in the past rats and other mammals, pigs, you name it, mice, dogs, guinea pigs. Studies are literally thousands of them. And so and they have that. Sometimes we do miracles, though. They're not trying to kill you with a spike protein. But they, you know, they had cases where they had one just this year of a kid with cancer. He was in remission. They gave him one shot. He was dead a week later. It usually liquefies the liver. The liver doesn't know how to deal with these kind of things. And it could actually reprogram your DNA. And it's been known for a long time when you do that, it kills an organism. That's why in Blade Runner, I mean, they've known it that long. Back in the 80s, that movie's, you know, based, updated off PKD's book. They updated it with scientific knowledge at the time. And Roy Batty's talking to the head of Tyrell Corporation. He tricks his way into the, you know, penthouse. And he says, what would you like? He says, well, I'd like life. I want more life, effer. He says, well, I can augment you. I can give you new eyes. He goes, no, I only live 4 years. I want more life. He says, once an organism's main design has been set, if you try to reprogram it, it kills it very quickly. So, I mean, they've been trying this a while, okay. So, but they didn't do this in mass to try to save people with COVID. They knew day one it would erase your immune system. And I have the head of the Crick Institute, that's the main advisory board of the UK government, bragging right when it rolled out that it's going to totally erase your immune system. So it's going to be great business and you'll always need it. So I've got all these literally 50-something incredible clips and just massively insane news and more incredible developments with the Venezuelan crime gangs, the Democrats trying to deny it, now having to admit it, and then letting them murder suspects and attempted murder suspects out on $1,000 bails. I mean, I've got insane crap that's going on. But you have to understand, it's all being done by design to undermine civilization and society. And the globalists don't want you just having a job 9 to 5 and, you know, going to the mall and buying tennis shoes or going to play golf or going to church. They think you're worthless and eating their resources, non-renewables. And so they get up there at these big eugenics events for decades. I've got videos of Bill Gates and his foundation being given the depopulation award 22 years ago. And they say the real name of his foundation, the Bill Gates Population Control Institute. And then you wonder why he's in control of the whole world's vaccine supply except for China and Russia. And while they're doing this, it attacks your fertility. It erases your immune system. It causes cancer to explode. I mean, this is now, what's crazy is it's Journal of the American Medical Association. It's the British Medical Journal. I mean, every day I see huge prestigious reports confirming what we've known since before the shot rolled out. The FDA, in October of 2000, 3 months before the injections began, crew could pull it up. We pulled it up probably 800 times or more. I pull up every week for, you know, 4.5 years plus. My goodness, more than that. It's like 5 years. Even before the shots rolled out. And it says, list of probable adverse reactions. Blood clots, myocarditis, cancer, sudden death, infertility, dementia. And you're reading, you just type in FDA list of probable side effects from mRNA COVID injection. And you pull it up and you look at it, and that's in October of 2000. And then you've got Michael Yeadon, the former, you know, chief scientist at Pfizer over vaccines coming out then and saying he'll do that. You got Wolfgang Wudarg, top scientist and former top advisor to the EU, filing it. Yeah, there it is. It's 2 pages of it. FDA safety surveillance of COVID vaccines, draft working list, possible adverse events, outcomes, subject to change. And they never changed. It's still there today. And you go read it. Oh, stroke, narcolepsy, convulsion, seizures, encephalitis, pancreatitis, Kawasaki disease, vaccine-enhanced disease, pregnancy and birth outcomes, meaning the kids die, other acute, it just goes on, non-anaphylactic allergic reactions. And that's just the first page. And then they started having billboards everywhere on buses. And, hey, kids have strokes too and heart attacks. Oh, and now they've exploded. It's the new normal. So I'm done talking about that now. But, yeah, it's great to get 7 million. No, that doesn't count the live show. 8.5 million people that I know of that I went and looked. Of course, a lot of people listen other ways. Not even the podcast links or anything. That's way bigger. 8.5 million people that I went and saw the number, saw yesterday's show. Great. 8.5 million. Sounds like a lot. That's, you know, more than the top 7 CNN shows a day don't have that. Their top shows have 1 million. Most of them, 100,000. Like they only have 5 or 6 with 1 million. Most are like 900,000. So that's why I said it's less than 8 million. So we have more than CNN's top shows combined. But that's not enough. I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, if you're a new viewer, you just tuned in. I mean, I showed you the head British government scientist brag it would turn your immune system off from 4 years ago. I show you the studies. I have top scientists saying it. And you can see the aftermath. So, I mean, I'm not just up here saying this. Do you think Joe Rogan could get up and read statistics on air, reaching 20, 30 million people a day, that 40%+, you have a 40%+ increase in all-cause morbidity, the highest in history, and if it wasn't true, he'd be ripped to shreds? It's all true. You can go look it up yourself. It's actually about 42% globally. He was being careful. So Bill Gates has always been on record, along with his dad, the head of Planned Parenthood. He wants to depopulate you. And then he's doing it to us. He's the field marshal, the top general, the chairman. And then people still like, oh, that's like a show, Alex Jones. You know, that's entertainment over there. Oh, that's that crazy guy. He says crazy stuff. Now, I'm not saying crazy stuff. They're doing crazy stuff, out of control, dangerous stuff, psychotic mass murder stuff. And I'm up here being attacked and demonized for trying to stop them. Yeah, you know, Bill Gates wears his pink sweater because he was told in PR, do that. It makes you look less threatening. Well, it didn't work. He's one of the most hated people on earth. So I already kind of covered that for the last 12, 14 minutes since we came out of break, but. Yeah, it's 14 minutes since we came out of break. So it's again, it's this thing where 325,000 admitted kids that they did have track of as young as a year old, average age 10 years, Senate report 3 weeks ago. 325,000 are missing. Many are in physical slavery, slave labor. Many are in sex slavery. That's in the Senate report. It was 89,000, you know, last year or whatever. It's just, and they admit that most of them they never even have contact with, so they estimate it's up, you know, a million or more. I've had Border Patrol, you know, top people on the show from their union who are current and people that just got out, senior people. They say, oh, yeah, it's over a million. Dr. Phil had one on last week, you know, saying, well, conservatively, it's 800,000. Let's say 800,000 children are missing that they... that the feds didn't want a trail of. I mean, what type of people do that? That's how evil works. Evil starts getting in control over time. People don't oppose it. Usually because it like blackmails institutions, even though the institution may not have done it. Members do it. They say, well, if this comes out, it'll hurt the institution, so they cover it up. Now the people start blackmailing, letting themselves have more corruption, or they'll expose it. The people that did the corruption will expose it. I'll take you with me, they say. And then over generations, it gets worse and worse and worse until you've got what we've got, stark, raving, megalomaniacal, satanic, foaming at the mouth, devil worshipers. And I mean, I say that, and I'm not exaggerating. I mean, in fact, words don't describe these people. I mean, they've injected 4 billion people with an injection that erases your immune system. By the third shot, by the second, knocks it down 5 to 6 times what it was. And then they can, then any regular virus is suddenly weaponized. You don't have to weaponize it, but your immune system's gone, has the same effect. Or if they add spike protein to it, that's very easy to any new pathogen or old, now it completely turns off. Well, I said I'd get to this next hour, but I'm kind of doing it now. But no, I'll actually play the clips and get into it next hour. Let me go ahead and just talk about what's really happened with this election. I played these clips at the very start, but I want to play clip 19 and 21 back-to-back again to reintroduce this. Some stations don't carry the first 5. What Trump's saying here is not rhetoric. It's not hype. You know, if you don't want open borders, the left calls you a Nazi. That's hype. That's bull. If you don't want, you know, a men and women's bathrooms, you know, you're a transphobe. No, you're just against perverts. Or if you don't want pornographic, pedophile-based magazines for sixth graders, you're censoring. No, it's not censoring. They can publish that pedophile crap. And some pervert can go buy it online or get it in a bookstore, an adult bookstore. But you don't hand out Hustlers to 10-year-olds. You don't hand out Playboys. You don't take your 10-year-old in and turn on the porno channel on cable or whatever. And that's adults having sex. I mean, if you learned your adult neighbor was showing your 9-year-old, you know, their 9-year-old something, you'd call the police. That's indecency with a minor. That's corruption. That's illegal. But if it's gay or it's trans, now it's okay. No, it's not. They're grooming these kids. I don't care if you're a homosexual or a heterosexual or whatever the hell you are. The issue is that you're targeting kids. And you can pull up any homosexual, gay pride parade, man. And it is people doing everything you can imagine, from cutting themselves to pissing on each other to parading half-naked kids around, humping on kids. I mean, it is an exercise of evil. And the rainbow flag is there to replace the American flag with Satanism. And that doesn't mean that two dudes that are together, two women, that I hate them or I'm, you know, no. What I'm saying is what this thing has become and what it is about exploiting children, destroying their innocence, and putting them into a sex cult and having them identify their ruined innocence. Because, you know, if you abuse somebody sexually, they tend to imprint on that and become that. And most of these people, these parades, were probably molested as children themselves. And that's in the statistics. Any psychologist will tell you that studied it. That's a fact. 90% of pedophiles were themselves abused. And so they don't have children, but they use CPS to take heterosexuals' children and Christians' children. And then they go out and recruit through sex children into their cult. And now the shooter in Georgia on Monday, or is it Tuesday, it turns out was transgender, like the last seven mass shooters, like Nashville, and the list goes on. And boy, they have fought like the Dickens to suppress that and to not let that come out. But even CNN had to admit, no, it's true. Local police and the father and all of it, he was transgender. And he loved Adam Lanza. That's the guy that killed the kids at Sandy Hook, not me. I've had probably 10 times now people walk up and say, "You murdered those kids, you bastard." And I'm just like, "Man, you're really mind controlled, aren't you? Like, you're really screwed up." And I literally go, it's Adam Lanza. They're like, "Who? I didn't kill kids." I mean, that's happened in front of my family and in front of my security guys. I'm going to catch it on tape sometime. For questioning a mass shooting, I killed the kids. So, I mean, Joker-esque hair, all of it. He sure showed them. So, we have to have a First Amendment to be able to expose all of this. They're the ones censoring us. I love how Kamala gets up and says, "Oh, the Republicans are banning books and burning books." No. It's like if an 8-year-old walked into a Honda dealership and wanted to buy some superpower crotch rocket that'll go 300 miles an hour. They'd say, "Sonny, you don't have a driver's license." Now, that's something that an adult can ride that's super dangerous and will probably kill you in the long term. But you got a right to do it as an adult. You don't do it to a child. Now, that's... It'd be better, though, to put a kid on a motorcycle when they're 8 years old that's, you know, super powerful, in my view, than spiritually to induct them into all this pedophilia and sex. That's what it is. So Trump has pledged to prosecute criminally with an executive order anybody in the federal government that colludes with big tech or anybody else's censor, and that's just been running as the government, and to fire everybody from the Kamala administration. And that's really what he means, Biden regime, who engaged in it. We got a total roadmap of it. So this is good. This is fantastic. And you better bet your bottom dollar Trump will do it if he gets in. That makes it even more of a chance to try to kill him. But he's not holding back now, and he is hitting on all cylinders. And I'm just very proud to be supporting President Trump and to be praying for him, because his life is in grave danger. People, again, think everything's a video game or Netflix. Trump getting shot was not fiction. That really happened. I know you consciously know that, but subconsciously let that sink in. It just happened 50-something days ago.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
A limited edition exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24 karat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go right back into the political news. I'm going to move really quickly now and go through as much of this as possible. I've already pontificated enough on some of the general topics and philosophy. Now I want to drill into it. But please remember, we have incredible products at InfoWarsStore.com and our great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. And these are really amazing. Now, a lot of people have noticed on the show that it looks like I've lost a lot of weight. And a little over a month ago, this happens every few years, I get in the process of forgetting to take the body's ultimate turmeric formula, the X2, the X3, the 1,000 milligram with rose hips and zinc, vitamin C, the nitric boost, and there's a lot of great supplements, so I alternate day to day. But I take about five or six of these a day now, and I am drinking way more water, filtered, good water, and that's basically it. I always exercise some, but my body, you know, I'm a husky guy, likes to put on weight. I've lost in a month, a little over a month, without even trying, and I feel great, 15 pounds. And what all the nutritionists, everybody have said, and I've known this for decades, so most of you probably longer, when you're not getting the nutrients you need, you stay hungry. And even a lot of organic food, the soils it's grown on, everything, does not have the right amount of minerals and vitamins and trace elements in it that you get from these products. So, and I go through this cycle. I got to put a Lazy Susan back on the table. I got to remember in the morning to take it and then take some in the evening. I've got them on my desk. And when I just take it, it really works. Not to mention boosting the immune system, and my skin is so healthy. And not that I have trouble in that department. But when I hit 40, I'm 50 now, I went in for a checkup and had the big exams, and the doctor said, hey, want to have some extra fun on the weekend? I'll give you a Cialis prescription. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of like I'm 18 again, you know, maybe Fred's, you know, bigger. Which is, come on, we're adults, let's be serious. It's not about, not bad, you know, to be honest about this. And I don't call my Johnson Fred, it's a joke. Actually, his name's Darth Vader. It's another joke. Little Texas is the name. No, let's just stop there. It's little, but it's big. You know what I mean? All right, I'm going to stop with the dick jokes. I apologize. It's a family show. I'm being bad. I've never claimed to be a preacher, Mr. Two Shoes. I like a few dirty jokes. I apologize. But seriously, I'm like, wow, you know, when I did that. But I never really got a prescription again because I just don't need it. We don't sell Nitric Boost to advertise that that's what it does. That's a pleasant side effect. Way bigger effect with all the guys. You heard the reviews. Just because we pointed out, and guys, before we ever pointed it out, were pointing it out. That's how we started pointing it out. And I wasn't even taking it. I was like, yeah, I should take that because all the spike protein in the environment and everything. I need to make sure my cardiovascular is really flushed out and clean. I'm like, but that, wow. And I was like, what the hell? I mean, I hadn't been like, you know, when you're 15, wake up in the morning and you've got a morning wood so hard it hurts. You know what I mean? Like, gah. So I've been taking that every morning for about 40 days. And look, all of the stuff does some good things, but who knows what's doing the best? I just know when I forget to take X2 and stuff, I really feel it. And so I'm done plugging. It's true. So it's hard to tell the story and just not tell it. So I apologize if some people didn't like me telling the story. But that's what it does for your cardiovascular system. But it does it, according to Dr. Mikovits and a bunch of others, without any harmful side effects like the prescription drugs can do. So I'm not advertising it as a drug. No, it's Mother Nature. It's better. And that's not even what it's for. But that's what it does. So be careful. Be careful. That's at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD line of amazing products. If you go over to DrJonesNaturals.com, we have Next Level Foundational Energy, my dad's company does, that again is not a stimulant. There's no letdown. But it's concentrated methyl folate with a key organic B complex and some other key ingredients that bring it into the cells. And you know that Popeye is strong to the finish because he eats his spinach. Well, Northern Europeans particularly have a genetic issue of not absorbing. And I've had my genetics tested. I have two of the genes totally broken, one half broken, and I have one fully operating gene, which means I bring folic acid in at 13%. But almost nobody has 100% operation in that, but particularly Northern Europeans. So I can eat a giant salad of spinach and chew it really well and get it in my gut. It's great for roughage and stuff. It's got a lot of vitamin C in it. But my body's getting almost none of it. It's like I ate 3 spinach leaves instead of 50. And I ate, by the way, I had a spinach salad last night with beets. It was fantastic, but it just, my body doesn't absorb it. So that's just, and that's why we have Vaso beets, by the way. It does that too. It's got the natural concentrated compounds, but it's apples and oranges, but that type of stuff it does. But getting back to DrJonesNaturals.com, Next Level Foundational Energy is amazing. And if you have the genetic issue, it'll be careful. Take one pill instead of two. Almost no Africans have the broken gene, but they'll still feel it. But nothing like a white guy. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's going on. And, you know, there's the new Black Panther Party racist joke that white people are mutants. And I guess it's true, but that's how everything has changed and developed and turned into something a little different, is mutations. And all human species have mutations. You know, black folks overly have the sickle cell anemia, where they get the deformed blood cells. And we've all got different issues, but we're all the same in most ways. But my point is that there it is. And it's not a game. It'll blow you away. Get it. It's selling out, but they'll get more order, hopefully, at drjonesnaturals.com. All the nanosilver products and more. Okay, I'm done plugging. drjonesnaturals.com. We need your support. Please take action. But the products really are amazing. All right, let's do this. I kind of already set the table for this, but all these different articles and stories go together. So let's go back to the clip of Trump and the great announcement. When I say great, it's like that word's not good enough. The honorable, the courage-filled, the dynamic, the revolutionary, the absolutely what's needed, calling out the elephant in the room or the gorilla on our back, that the Democratic Party, working with neocons, going back really when during Trump's election 8.5 years ago during the campaign, even before he was president-elect, we have the emails, it's all come out in Congress saying censor this, censor that, hundreds of millions of posts on Facebook, you name it. And then they lie about it. That's illegal, folks. But the Justice Department's not prosecuting it, but Trump will. He's going to sign an executive order saying you do that, you're getting prosecuted. And he's going to fire all the different truth czars, all the different Ministry of Truth operators. Remember 3 years ago, Biden actually tried to set up a Ministry of Truth, right? He actually called it a Bureau of Truth. And it was that crazy lady that was singing Little Mermaid songs. Remember her? I'm not kidding. I forget her name. That's how I remember. She's like dark hair and Biden creates office of the Ministry of Truth. And if you put that in, yeah, there she is. What's her name? And then she sings like crazy. Lena Jankowicz? Nina Jankowicz. Yeah, that's her name. So, you want to see the Little Mermaid? You know, I know I say stuff here and it sounds completely insane. I promise you. Yeah, the Disinformation Governance Board, but they called it the Truth Commission. And then she was a vehement behind-the-scenes master censor, censoring millions and millions of posts. So she'll decide what you read. She'll decide what you see, kind of like that Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes down there in Brazil. I'll get to that in a moment. So let's go to the clip. Here it is.
Second, I will bring back free speech in America because it's been taken away. They've taken away your free speech, and the fake news is a threat to this country. They are just horrible. These are horrible people. Not everyone. I mean, I know most of them up there. Some are good. Hello, Brian. No, some are good, and most of them are just absolutely terrible human beings. They know what's going on. You know what they'll write today? But look at this crowd. It goes from corner to corner. I flew over, and I said, that's a lot of people down there. And you know what they'll say today or tomorrow when they write? Donald Trump spoke today in Wisconsin before a small crowd of people, a small gathering of people. They are just so bad. I don't know. It's, it's really hard to turn it back around unless they used to be like the police force that write the truth. But they're no longer the police force. They're the police force for opposite. They're a police force for bad. They're bad. They're bad people. And they're very dishonest. And a lot of people don't understand. When you're a politician like these people, like me, like others, and you happen to be a Republican or somewhat conservative, they write just the opposite of what the facts are. And if you're driving a cab, if you're an accountant, if you're a lawyer, if you're something, you know, other than that, you don't know the details. When we know the facts and then the story gets written the exact opposite of what it is, you start to lose faith in the press, I will tell you. But I will sign an executive order banning any federal employee from colluding to limit speech, and we will fire every federal bureaucrat who is engaged in domestic censorship under the Harris regime. We will do that. I better win, or you're going to have problems like like we've never had. We may have no country left. It may be our last election. You want to know the truth? People have said that. This may be our last election. You got to get out and vote. This could be our last election.
There's no, it could be. The globalists have said they're going to outlaw basically populism in the Republican Party and come after everybody and claim we're all Russian agents 3.0. And they say if Trump wins, they're not going to accept it and create civil war conditions. We have like 10-minute compilations of top Democrats saying that in the last few months. We played already 4 or 5 times. If you're a new listener, I mean, they're the dangerous people. Everything they say Trump wants to do, they want to do. But we have a responsibility to arrest them. We have a responsibility to prosecute them. And Trump is in a lot of danger for saying he will do that. And it's not about them wanting to outlaw and set us up. We've done nothing wrong because we're popular. It's that they've committed crimes and they've got to go to prison. And when Trump gets up there and says all this, they know he damn well plans to do it. They are dangerous as hell. And I want that to sink in. They didn't try to kill him on July 13th because they thought he was going to lose. They can look at the numbers and know they only got 10% baked in of fraud, maximum. He's already past that. So if they fail once, what are they going to do? Again and again and again. This isn't even a 2 + 2 = 4. It's walk out at noon, the sun's in the sky. What's that? It's the sun. It's like a frog's hopping along. What's that? It's a frog. What's in the tree? It's a bird. I mean, it's not even like you've got to add two things together. Of course they did it. Of course they're not going to stop. There's no debating this. We have criminals running the country. We have cancer. And Trump is just a focal point of all of this. They're not trying to get him. They're trying to get through him to get to you. They're not trying to get me. They're trying to get through me to get you. They don't like the audience of activists. They don't like the patriots. They can't stand tuning in and hearing Northerners and Southerners and Westerners and black accents and white accents. It pisses them off. Now, we've gotten so used to this that we've kind of gotten punch drunk to it. And when I say that, I have. And then in the general public's just like me, I'd go talk to you and you're like, yeah, we all know they want to take our guns. Remember 10 years ago, they wouldn't admit they wanted to confiscate them once they got them registered? We're always like showing their internal documents. Oh, yeah, they do. Oh, no, we don't. But all the rest of the world, they've taken them. And the UN wants all civilian ownership of guns abolished. It's in their official policy from the year 2000. They say that the civilian ownership of firearms violates the legitimate power monopoly of the state. I don't think a power monopoly of the state's legitimate, but that's a quote. Look it up. UNIDIR, the UN Small Arms Reduction Group, UNIDIR. Type in UNIDIR. Click web. It's old. UNIDIR. UNIDIR on small, on civilian populations owning small arms. And you'll see just all of them there saying, we got to get the people's guns. So now going back, since Trump got in, it made them take the mask off. And you'd have the debates against Trump 8 years ago and 4 years ago and now. You know, Kamala's going to attack him on that tomorrow. And they're like, hell yeah, we're going to take all your semi-autos. Yeah, we're going to ban them all. Yeah, we're going to make you turn them in. So they're very honest about it. So here's one of the top surrogates. NBC had top Harris surrogate Raphael Warnock on talking about we're going to confiscate your guns. Here it is.
Should she also be, in your opinion, supporting a mandatory gun buyback program?
Listen, we're not going to be able to get where we need to go without action in Congress. We've got to pass some laws to deal with this. Now, I was heartened by the fact that 2 years ago, we finally did a gun safety law, the Safer Communities Act. And it was the first gun safety law we passed in 30 years. 30 years. And it was modest, but it did save lives. But clearly, in the wake of what happened just the other day in Winder, Georgia, it's not enough. And the least we can do is move forward on the bipartisan spaces where ordinary people agree. Clearly, there's a disconnect between what the people, the American people, want and what they're able to get out of their government. Again, 87% of Americans believe in background checks. And yet I hear politicians say that it's not guns who kill people, it's people who kill people. And yet we don't even want to know who those people are. We won't even support.
Senator, just bear, yes or no, though, should she support the mandatory buyback program? Just a yes or no.
Listen, look, as a pastor, I've done buyback programs. You can pick this issue or that issue. But I think that, yeah, again, there's not one single thing that will make all of this go away.
Did you catch how they mislabel things? Don't we just need a mandatory gun buyback program? That's gun confiscation. And he's like, well, let's just do the things we can agree on. Oh, yeah, like background checks. They do the federal background check. They're talking about if you give your grandson when he's 18 your rifle, or your daddy does, gives your daughter when she's, you know, a gun. They want it all registered so they can take them, just like Canada did, just like Australia, just like Germany. So that's the reality. And Elon Musk said the right to bear arms is to protect free speech and to stop a tyrannical government from taking your rights away. That's why the first thing that all tyrants do is disarm the people, just like Chavez did when he was first elected. After that, no more real elections in Venezuela. Wow. Boy, Elon's hitting on all cylinders. And that leads me to this. TV viewers will really get a kick out of this. Radio listeners can go to Real Alex Jones and see this for yourself. Posted it today. It's gotten tens of millions of views. Lula, for months, promoted the nation's Independence Day from Portugal. That's why they speak Portuguese down there in the sixth most populous country in the world. But the CIA admits they went down and threw out Bolsonaro with election fraud and then got him indicted and banned from running for office for 8 years. He had a demonstration yesterday that an estimated 5 million people came to. And there's video of that. From up on top 50-story buildings, just looking for 10 miles of them of people. And then Lula had his government parade. And we have a close shot of it, driving in his fancy Rolls Royce. And you look at the crowds around it. There's no one on the streets. See the sidewalks? See the grass? They could order the troops and the secret police to march with Lula, but look at that. As far as the eye could see, nobody for the communist parade. Look at that. No one. No one. Not. I mean, look at that. Look at that. There's no one. Not one person. Go back to the start of the video where it's close up. So you got Lula driving along in his old Rolls Royce or whatever the hell it is. And there's nobody there. And then look at that shot. No one. Oh, wait, there's two people right there. Back it up and pause it. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me correct myself. I'm sorry. You got hundreds of thousands of troops and police marching. Tens of thousands. It looks like 100,000. And look, there's two people. It's like a woman and a little kid. So there's a three-year-old, probably a government worker, and a woman. And then look, nowhere. And wait, there's one more person about 400 yards up, standing on the side of the road. Okay, so that's three people. Oh, there's two more there walking 100 yards away. They're probably just walking somewhere. Okay, so one, two, three, four. Let's count. Yeah, scroll about 500 yards. Let's see. Okay, don't see anybody. No. Okay, there's five people. Okay, five people. It starts panning. It goes on for miles, the parade here. Nope, nobody there. Nobody there. Okay, let's pan up. Nobody. There's six, seven people. Those are posts in the ground. Okay, so looks like in the first mile we got seven people for the parade. Oh, that's a big parade for the communists. Man, you know they won the election. They lost in every city and every county, every province, except the most populous city where he magically won the election. Meanwhile, under it, the same day, Independence Day, it takes 30 minutes to go through the video of mile after mile after mile after mile after mile. There's another shot that I posted that shows it from on top of a big building, and it just goes on for, looks like, 5 miles. I mean, look at this. Look at the frontal shot for TV viewers. You've got the communist parade with the six motorcycles up front and the dictator Lula that on record stole the election with the State Department and CIA's help. And there's no one. No one, no one, no one, not one person. Boy, they're popular, aren't they? And then finally, there's a little review area they go to, and it's not even 10 people deep. That looks like about 500 people. No, I mean, that's too many. It's about six, seven people deep. So let's see. One row, two row, three row, four row, five row, six row, seven row, eight row, nine row, 10 row, 11 row, 12 row. It's about, yeah, that's about 300 people. So we actually got 300 people. Okay. And the review stands, the wives of the military and the police that were ordered to be there. Okay, so there you go. He's the winner. Lula. But he's such a winner, they've indicted Bolsonaro and said he can't run for 8 years. Of course, they already stabbed him with a butcher knife and tried to poison him a bunch. So there you go. There's the difference. A video tells a billion words. All you need to know about that. So, same thing with Kamala Harris. Look at these headlines right here. Desperate Trump is hyper aware that he is slipping mentally, his biographer says. Just totally made up crap. Trump is sharper than ever. America braces for a perfect storm of election chaos. Oh, Trump knows he's going to lose and is going to challenge it. Axios is the mouth of the New World Order. Then they slip in one. New poll suggests Harris support has stalled after euphoric August. Harris versus Trump. CBS poll finds Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin race tight ahead of debate. He's really 15 points ahead in those battleground states. So what do you think is going to happen Tuesday night? We're going to have a lot of pregame coverage tomorrow on the Monday show. And we're going to have a lot of coverage the day of it. And we're going to be here live. In fact, we're going to kick off at 8 a.m. with Harris and Smith. And my show at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Owen, 3 to 6. And then I'm going to stay up here Tuesday, 6 o'clock. The debate starts at 7 Central, 8 Eastern, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific. And we're going to be here covering it. And her tactic is, because she's so dumb without teleprompter, she just has a few stupid liners she repeats like a demonic parrot that's on PCP and methamphetamine that's had, you know, electroshock therapy. And she's like, meh, meh, you can kill the kids, kill the kids. You want to take, you don't want to take the guns. You don't want to take the guns. There was a shooting last week, And Trump needs to hit her with, you're the one helping hundreds of thousands die here of fentanyl and that disappeared 325,000 kids. You need to be arrested. Trump needs to knock her upside the head politically. We'll be right back with hour number two. I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars, MD. The Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars, MD, at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose. With all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really you know, gives you a clean, focused mindset, does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.